Uniontown police issued a warning Saturday for an armed man on the run. A Facebook post said the man threatened someone and fled on foot near Uniontown Community Park. People in the area of the park on Apollo Street Northwest were told to stay in their homes with doors locked. The alert was posted at about 12:30 p.m. An update at 6:45 said the search had been called off, but the man would still be sought. He was identified as 48-year-old Raymond Klisch of Akron. He's described as being 5'6", 155 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing a dark hoodie and mask. Charges against him include violation of a protection order, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. A woman was seriously injured in a crash Sunday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says the 63-year-old was southbound on Route 43 near Otto Road in Canton Township at about 4:45 when she lost control and crashed. She was taken to a hospital with what were described as life-threatening injuries. She was not wearing a helmet. Neither drugs nor alcohol are suspected factors in the crash, which remains under investigation. The Highway Patrol investigating a plane crash in Bethlehem Township. It occurred Thursday in the area of Sherman Church Avenue and Riverdale Street Southwest. Troopers say they were not notified until around 9:30 Friday morning. It's suspected the plane suffered an equipment malfunction and the pilot attempted to land in a field. The plane landed successfully but then struck a culvert. Pilot, 75-year-old Glenn Davis of Janaden Hutton, suffered a minor injury. The FAA was contacted and responded to the scene. Sugar Creek Township man is charged with attempted murder. 29-year-old Clinton Walker is scheduled to be arraigned in Common Pleas Court Friday. Sheriff's deputies arrested Walker at his Justice Avenue Southwest home early on March 30th. He's accused of stabbing a relative multiple times. According to the repository, Judge Natalie Hopp noted Walker needed mental health treatment. He's charged with two counts of felonious assault, along with single counts of domestic violence, aggravated menacing, resisting arrest, and obstructing official business. Stark County Grand Jury has indicted a woman on charges stemming from a shooting in Perry Township. 38-year-old Crystal McAlpin of Dalton is charged with improperly discharging a firearm at or into a habitation, domestic violence, aggravated menacing, and endangering children. March 15th, she allegedly was intoxicated when she fired a round through the floor of a home on Pleasant Hills Drive Northwest. Her son was in the basement at the time. McAlpin also accused of kicking and punching her husband. The incident reportedly occurred during a domestic dispute. McAlpin scheduled for arraignment May 7th in Common Pleas Court. U.S. News and World Report out with latest rankings of the nation's best high schools, coming in at 47th in Ohio's Canfield, followed by Jackson at 57th. Lake 61st, Hoover 67th, and West Branch 75th. Green is 81st, Louisville 88th, Boardman 99th, Tuskegee Valley 100th. The top high school in the state, Walnut Hills in Cincinnati. The rankings based on standardized test results, graduation rates, College Board and International Baccalaureate exam data, and the U.S. Department of Education's Common Core of Data. There's a new member of the Columbiana County Health District Board. Misty Allison of East Palestine joined last month. She was appointed by the county's Health District Advisory Council. Allison succeeds Board President Sean Apple, who retired after 30 years. Allison is a graduate of Ohio State and Kent State Universities. Man arrested at the Pittsburgh International Airport faces federal charges. 26-year-old Luis Rojas K. of Youngstown is being held in the Allegheny County Jail. Search of a briefcase reportedly turned up three handguns, loaded magazines, and boxes of ammunition. Briefcase was packed inside another piece of checked luggage. WFMJ-TV reports the briefcase was lined with roofing tape and sheet metal. Each of the weapons was individually wrapped with foil. The arrest took place Saturday afternoon. Rojas K. is not permitted to possess firearms due to convictions in 2022 and in August. He'll be back in court May 6th after being arraigned Sunday. A report presented to board members at Thursday night's meeting says the Youngstown School District is owed more than $12 million in property taxes. Vindicator reports more than 37% of the district's nearly 63,000 properties are delinquent. Tuesday, the district announced it would reduce administrative and support staff to cut nearly $4 million from the budget. It projects a $16.9 million deficit by fiscal year 2028. Voters in November renewed a 9.5 mil general operating levy. An Ohio man arrested after police say he left his child alone in a car while he was in a casino. Cleveland officers found the 10-month-old girl in a parking garage on Ontario Street. Officers say the girl's father left her alone for over an hour and a half while he was inside the Jack Casino. Police arrested the 27-year-old man on suspicion of child endangerment and permitting child abuse. The child was transported to a hospital for a checkup before being released to family.